All right, guys, we're sitting here at knotfest.com, new pod, Louder Than Life 2023 with Jason and Wes from Flat Black. How's that sound, Jason, from Flat Black?
It sounds awesome.
Different than the past, right?
Different than the past.
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, you coming in and you know, being in such an established band for so long, and then kind of starting, you know, not starting over, but starting over, man. And I've, you know, played in bands, and that's the scariest thing on the planet is, like, new projects. So, I mean, kind of talk about getting it together, man.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me one bit. You know, I've had more failure in my life than success, to be honest.
Yeah.
But I think the key is just keep plowing, you know? And when I wasn't part of that other band anymore, it was okay. I'm just like, I've been playing guitar since I was 6 years old.
Right.
So, whatever. I was actually passionate and very excited to put this band together.
Yeah.
Now I can handpick the lethal motherfuckers, you know?
Right.
Wes being one of them.
Yes.
Yes, something.
So kind of coming into the band, Wes, you know, like dealing with recording with him, how about that?
This type of music is a little outside of my, it's slightly outside of my wheelhouse, I guess. I sort of grew up like a death metal kid. Like I love deathcore and like Whitechapel,
nice.
Chelsea Grin,
okay,
bands like that, Slipknot, of course. And, you know, I like really, really heavy stuff. This whole band has been, you know, a very big challenge for, you know, in terms of what I'm normally doing. Because I always was a singer, but, like, I like the screaming and the, you know, the crazy technical stuff.
Right.
But, you know, this whole band has been a challenge. It's challenged my whole thought process because I started with these songs and I didn't expect to like them as much as I do,
right.
I guess. It's really opened my mind to, you know, how important a song is with a chorus, mm-hmm. and how much, like, the song itself, the structure and what makes a song, with the things people remember about it, the things that you repeat and the things that really move people.
Yeah.
It's changed my mind a lot on that. And I really do. I genuinely love the music, and I'm going on stage, you know, playing a lot different music than I've been playing my whole life,
right.
And I'm having a great time, and seeing people respond and be really enthusiastic and happy to see it all, and the energy is just so positive,
yeah.
man. It's so positive. Whereas, like, I don't know what you said you played in bands. I don't know if you ever played in, like, a metal band, like, on a local level or anything like that. But
all of us
pretty
have,
much,
yeah.
like, everybody hates
yeah.
it. Like, everyone's
right.
crossing their arms in the back.
Like
oh, man.
Right?
This Jason missed a tap when he did the solo. You know what I mean? It's like,
I could do that.
I hate that whole, yeah. that whole culture is something I'm so happy I'm away from. And everybody, all the fans are so positive and happy.
Yeah.
And when we do meet and greets, it's, like, so positive.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, that's...
It's been great. I have no complaints. I've expanded my life a lot and my interests through this. So it's been awesome.
So, but be honest, man. Being a deathcore kid, a death metal kid,
yeah.
when the guy from Five Finger Death Punch calls, do you go, like, oh, God?
Actually,
go.
Yes. I had a little... I was certainly, like, reserved on that. Because, I mean, I liked... I listened to... When I was, like, in, like, seventh or eighth grade, I think it was... I don't know, one of those records I listened to a lot, I want to say, like, American Capitalist, something like that. So I knew who Jason was,
right.
but I didn't know Jason by name or anything like that.
No, I just didn't care.
Yeah, I knew who he was, but, you know, he didn't really do anything right now.
Right.
I definitely had reservations, but, you know, I met Jason in person and how normal you were. And just, I've worked with, listen, man, I've worked with some difficult people in my
yeah.
life. In previous bands I've been in, it's been difficult.
So has Jason.
And this has been, this has been very simple and easy. And, like, the reason I was so on board and open to all of it, being a deathcore kid, you
right.
know, the reason I was so open to it is because of him, because of how he was. And it was just all good vibes and comfortable. And I could expect everything.
Right.
In other bands I've been in, dude, it's like sometimes you'll drop something too loud and
right.
get a reaction you could never think would happen in a million years.
Right.
It's like Jason is predictable and normal, and I get him, you know?
Right.
And that's so that put away all the reservations I might have had. being a metal elitist kid. You know, that all went out the window when I realized how cool he was.
Yeah, no, yeah. I mean, incredible guitar player. Seen you over the years play. I mean, obviously, I guess, you know, you can't pull out the 20-foot platform, that, you know, ramp that shoots you up into the sky, you know.
Oh, it's coming.
Just yet.
It's coming. Don't count that out yet.
You know, the one thing I noticed listening to the tracks, and the one thing I noticed about, like when an artist does a solo record, you can tell what they brought to the original band. Right. You know, like a lot of the guys in Seven Dust, they do offshoot bands. So you hear their records, you're like, okay, that's that part of Seven Dust. That's that. So hearing these tracks, I was like, okay, that's the part that Jason brought to Death Punch. You know, just kind of talk about, you know, getting these songs together. Were these songs that you had laying around? Were these songs that you wrote specifically for Flat Black?
I mean, maybe a couple of them were in a folder, but I have the one thing I treated myself to is a nice studio at my house.
Yeah.
I never got cars and toys and all that stuff. I put all my savings into tools.
Yeah.
Right? So with that, I can always go and make recordings.
Yeah.
And I always do. I always go up there and work. It's my passion. I'm a musician, and we create. That's what we do. So, and you know, and in the prior band, we worked hard. Mm-hmm. The records were back to back, and we would come off an 18-month tour, take 2 weeks, and then start another record.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of used to that, and it's, you know, I'm not afraid of working hard, and I knew the only way to attract people like Wes into the project is go listen to this.
Right.
Talk is cheap. Like, you know, an idea is thin.
Yeah.
But good, potent music is thick. Is that right?
Yeah. No, I totally. The music was everything for me. Like the reservations, the fact that the music is good and the people are.
Yeah.
Can I swear?
Is go ahead.
People are fucking normal.
Right?
They have to be normal people. Or else, like, this stuff isn't sustainable, dude. Like, we're living in a submarine on the road together, and we are, you know, we're this close all the time. Like, it's so important that you relationally get along, and plus the music's great.
Right.
So
absolutely.
I missed it. We just had a 10-day break. Not our choice, but we're on the Godsmack tour, and they had scheduled this break because they've been on tour all year. But I was actually like, I'd rather be with the guys. This sucks.
Right? can we just go get pizza or something?
Yeah. So I mean, that's such a good sign, and it's such a different feeling for me.
Yeah.
I couldn't be happier.
I will say, and the last thing on the Flat Black in the comparison to the other stuff is, you know, Jeremy Spencer's done a ton of music. He put out like 90 records one day. You know, with the Semi-Rotted and the Psycho Sitter and all that stuff. But I don't think the casual Five Finger Death Punch fan is going to like what he's doing. And that's on him, and that's up to him and whatever he wants to make. But I think that the hardcores of Death Punch fans are going to enjoy Flat Black. I think they're, you know.
Well, here's the thing. I didn't change my role.
Yeah.
So, you know, I told Jeremy, you should do what makes you happy.
Yeah.
Forget about everything else, because life is short.
Yeah.
Make yourself happy. But he turned himself into a singer.
Yeah.
I didn't turn myself into a figure skater. I'm a fucking guitar player.
Yeah.
So I just, you know, I was a guitar player here. I'm the same guitar player over here. I don't know. I mean, God bless him.
I'm not saying anything bad about him. I'm saying, like, it's just the stuff that he's put out is so left field to the casual fan. It's just going to be like, what is he doing?
Well, here's the truth of the matter is, and I mean this with the utmost respect, I had a very heavy hand in the Five Finger Death Punch records.
Right.
I worked very hard on those records.
Yeah.
And so if it sounds like there's some similarities, that's why.
It's like, oh, this sounds like your other.
So funny. I'm bracing for people to go, it's not as good as Death Punch. I'm like, well, that was me too.
Right.
So like, what the fuck?
And that's why I'm saying, like, I can hear what you added to Death Punch because of what you added to Flat Black.
I honestly don't care.
Yeah.
I just don't give a fuck what anyone thinks. Yeah. I'm older than these guys. I have to make myself happy because I may not be here one day. And what was the fucking point of the whole thing?
Right.
I got to do what makes me happy. I like aggressive, potent, guitar-driven fuck you music.
There we go. Well, I think that's a perfect
way to end it. How do you feel,
man? Me too. So, fuck you music. Yeah. All right, we'll end it on that, man. But once again, Flat Black here at knotfest.com, Louder Than Life 2023. This has been New Pod.
Thank you, buddy.